Hi, everyone. This is Leslyn Keith. I'm president of the board of directors at the Lipedema Project and director of research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt from a presentation given by Dr. Eric Westman at the Ketogenic Revolution for Lipedema and Lymphedema virtual event put on by Lipedema Simplified, April 29 to May 1, 2022. Dr. Westman is an associate professor of medicine at Duke University. He is a board certified in obesity medicine and internal medicine and founded the Duke Keto Medicine Clinic in 2006 after conducting clinical research regarding low-carbohydrate ketogenic diets. He is co-founder of Adapt Your Life, an education and product company based on low-carbohydrate concepts. In this excerpt, Dr. Westman shares some advice on how to discuss your care with your medical provider who may not have much education in nutrition, lipedema, or lymphedema.
Lymphatic disorder area, that's not what we're talking about today. It's much more general. So if you have any concerns about the safety of it, I understand. But that was me in the year 2000, and 20 years has passed since that time. So now studies have been done all over the world. So I started in the research world and published research papers. But now as I go out in public and speak, most people have seen me through these publications and they're not peer reviewed. I joke about that. Inside, the articles are great. I have to say they're really precise and ask me all about it. They don't always ask me about the cover. So, they exaggerated lose 60 pounds in a month. On the right hand here was, I think, because I said, yes, I've seen people lose 15 pounds in a week. I didn't say 60 pounds in a month. I've never seen that. That's surgical weight loss when people aren't losing or aren't eating anything. That's too strong for me. But we came up with the term prescription strength keto, and then they applied if it's 15 pounds a week, let's multiply it by four. Well, that's 60 pounds in a month. Well, I never said that, but the inside article is great. And all of you who have let your story be told to inspire other people is fantastic, an evidence-based, solidly scientific way of addressing weight and metabolic disease and lymphatic disorders and lymphedema as well. And guidelines are necessarily looking back as they summarize things. There are several guidelines that include low-carb or keto diets. I'm going to introduce this term keto because that's exploded on the internet. And while I don't advise internet keto, which is buying products and things, I advocate a real food-based sort of keto diet. A low-carb diet, if it's really, really low, is a keto diet as well, even when you're only eating real food. But the Obesity Medicine Association, remember I'm past president of this organization, includes a very low-carb or keto diet in their guideline. So the American Diabetes Association actually advocates a low-carb diet within this paper. Now, you don't really see much at their website publicly. There was no press release that came out that said, low-carb diets, because, they're largely a medication organization, which is going to be another theme about a lot of the care we get today is medication care, not necessarily holistic medical care that includes nutrition. But I warn you, a low-carb diet's bad for your health. Or a keto diet. So if you get that kind of response from your healthcare provider, it's okay. They don't know that it's harmful for you. In fact, you just demonstrated that it's not. But it's hard to teach some people. Some professionals are set in their ways. They've never seen it any other way. And it's quite awkward and uncomfortable, and it makes you feel unsafe when you're in a car driving on the wrong side of the other side of the road. So most doctors have not seen this kind of approach or even seen people lose weight. The lymphatic disorders are a little more complicated with a genetic component that kind of makes it worse for you, I'm afraid. But then later on in this process, you might develop outright diabetes. So any really kind of effective and scientifically sound program, it might have carbs in it, but it doesn't have a lot of sugary carbs that raise the blood sugar like this. So you want to kind of defend or protect against this increase in blood glucose.
Thank you, Dr. Westman. That was wonderful advice. Wonderful how you put it in context for us, and hopefully we'll be able to talk better to our healthcare providers. And I'd also like to give a big thank you to all of you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes when they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.